Let's talk some beverages here on Grassroots Marketing, CannabisRadio.com. Welcome once again to the program. My next guest is the CEO of one of the fastest growing THC and hemp infused beverage brands in the U.S. Co-founded the California-based company in 2020 and has led this particular beverage to achieve nearly 100% year-over-year growth and secure the number one position in several competitive THC beverage markets. And they recently closed a $7.5 million Series A strategic growth round, positioning the company for significant team expansion and entry into new state markets. And to give a heads up of what this company does, they are looking to change the way people perceive, consume, and enjoy cannabis. The mission is to create the world's most approachable, accessible, and iconic cannabis brand. Uncle Arnie's is the brand, and I'm here with their founder, Theo Terrace. Thanks for being on with me, Theo.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Braska. Excited to be here.
I feel out of sorts here because normally we had a show for a long time that ran over 300 episodes called Plant Profits. And our host, Vern Davis over there, you know, still we had a wonderful time working with. He would love this kind of interview in beverages and just the backstory of. But for me, I want to get just to start off with year-over-year growth with all the talk about, and of course, it's for cannabis space. But, you know, when you hear it for hemp-infused beverages, when other states are struggling just to go ahead and keep the laws in place so they can go and continue to sell beverages like yours. Tell me about what you've been able to do to be instrumental in achieving and sustaining this rapid expansion.
Yeah. So for us, just as you mentioned it, we've been around for 5.5 years at this point in time. For us, the first 3 years were focused solely on California. As you're probably aware, well aware, California is the largest market. It's the most competitive market. And in our opinion, it's where brands are born. So we never want to lose sight on California. It's still at the core of the business. So for us, the first 3 years of that, you know, 100% or more year-over-year growth was solely in California, where we focused on building out the right sales team, having the right marketing strategies, figuring out what it takes to build the right relationships with our suppliers, whether that's on the bottling side, can side, any, you know, emulsion side. And I think that was instrumental in our success as we expanded out of California. So once we, you know, created a market leadership position in California, for us to replicate some of that success in other markets, both on the recreational side and on the hemp side, was a little bit easier. We knew the SKUs that we wanted to launch. We knew the marketing strategy that we want to launch. We knew what it was like to form strong relationships with distributors, to build out the right sales and marketing strategy in each state.
Now, when it comes to California, you have all these retailers right now that are there. I mean, it's very hard to go ahead and keep the kind of profit they want for their businesses, given the amount of excise taxes that continue to be increased on them and other taxes alone that they're dealing with. It's such a hindrance, plus the illicit market. What have you been able to go and do to help keep Uncle Arnie's as such a viable product in all these store shelves? And, you know, convince these stores to go ahead and take you on and know that they're going to do well with your product.
Yeah, I think definitely in the early days, 2020, 2021, it was an uphill battle. You know, beverages were only about 0.1% of the overall market. They were overpriced. They didn't taste particularly well. So it was more us trying to come out with really high quality products that tasted really good, that hit you quickly, that were affordable, that really resonated with that consumer that went into a store. Whether that was us coming in with the right marketing material, us coming in with refrigerators, us guaranteeing that if the product didn't sell within the first 30 or 60 or 90 days, we'd buy the product back. Now, that never happened, but it was definitely an uphill battle. I think right now, and on the just to address your point on the illicit market side, that's more, you know, for flower and vapes and maybe other form factors, but nobody in California, as far as I know, or maybe there's only a handful of them, but not that I'm aware of, are creating black market beverages. So I think retailers have been forced to carry the top vapes, the top edibles, the top beverages, tinctures, and beverages as well. And that's where we come into play.
Absolutely. One of the areas I want to make mention of is how, at this point, what you've been able to do so far has been amazing in the growth and that particular $7.5 million in what is being called for strategic growth to accelerate national expansion and drive category leadership in THC beverages. And one of the pivotal areas of that is who you had on board to help facilitate this particular Series A funding. That would be Harry Rubin, who is a founding partner of the Boston Beer Company. I know we've talked to Paul Weaver of that group and all the work they've done coming into the cannabis industry. So obviously Harry would have come in with a good understanding coming into the space and being able to go ahead and, you know, the clout that might be there to go and join the board of directors and help to go ahead and give the necessary need to grow and expand. And with that, doubling your team from 40 to 75 employees over the next year, new markets, and deepening presence in high-performing regions. So can you give me a little more context in what new markets you're looking to go ahead and focus on exploring and getting yourselves into, and what the growth's going to mean with this kind of capital infused?
Yeah, definitely. So we only entered the hemp markets in the beginning of 2024, the first market being Minnesota. So that same strategy that we had on the recreational side in California, we wanted to replicate on the hemp side. And Minnesota, of all states, is essentially the mecca of hemp beverage. It was the first state to regulate hemp beverages, and all of the big distributors, manufacturers, retailers, consumers were bought into the category. So we really wanted to prove ourselves in that state before expanding into too many states too quickly. I think one of the biggest mistakes that a lot of brands are doing is they're just trying to grow into as many states as they can as fast as possible, where we took a little bit more of a targeted approach in 2024, which is only going into Minnesota, then going into New Jersey, then going into Ohio. We've proven to be successful in all three of those markets from the data that we have access to. We're the top brand in each of those three states. So the purpose of this raise, this $7.5 million raise, was just to fuel growth. We've already entered 10 markets this year. We've hired sales folks and marketing folks in each of those states. And so the purpose of the raise was just to fuel further growth. In terms of key kind of strategic states that we really want to solidify, we've entered both the Carolinas, North Carolina and South Carolina. We've just entered, we're about to enter Florida.
Oh, wow.
Georgia is another big market that we entered. Illinois, this is a market that we've actually been doing really well on the recreational side of the business that we just are entering on the hemp side as well. So I'd say those are the kind of key states that we're looking at in 2026, but we have our eyes on a couple other states that seem to be opening as well.
Let's go and talk about the product line and the palette that you have for the kind of products you have, the tie-dye feel look of the cans. Let's go into it. It's full-flavored TC drinks and a lot of good lemonades in this product, and you have teas. Give me a little bit of background on what's been really doing best of the product line and you know, getting your idea of, obviously, a good tangy, sour kind of taste is what we're really looking forward to, really go ahead and coalesce it and really bring the best out without any kind of aftertaste.
Yeah, definitely. So we've been formulating products for the last 6 years. And one of the things that we...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Pride ourselves on having, and probably most brands have the same claim, but we truly believe it, that we've got really just great tasting drinks. We're trying to not fool our consumers. So if you buy an iced tea lemonade, you buy a watermelon wave, you buy whatever drink it is, what you read on the label is exactly what you're going to taste. While most of the other brands out there are focused on low dose, zero sugar, zero calorie, and that's great, we've kind of leaned into just having very full flavored drinks. The packaging itself, we really leaned into fun, as you've mentioned, creating building the company around this fun, welcoming, accessible kind of character. So when you see the packaging, that you know that you're buying a hemp derived or THC derived product. All of our drinks on the hemp side today are non carbonated. We will be introducing some new SKUs that we'll announce in the coming weeks as well, but. For now, we've got 2 ounce shots that are 10 milligram shots, and we've got 12 ounce drinks that range from 2.5 milligrams to 10 milligrams. on the hemp side, and on the recreational side, our products go all the way up to 100 milligrams.
And tell me, when I saw in the area about liquor stores also picking up on to Uncle Arnie's, what can you tell me real quickly about if you had any national chains that have started making phone calls to your team? Because I've seen the amount of store shelves now, more and more, they're building out, especially even towards the middle of the storefront. They are trying to go and build out more space for THC beverages. They realize that alcohol consumption has been going down to its lowest end in 54 years, at the latest study I saw. So now the room is open for an Uncle Arnie's to go and jump right into a store shelf where you'd see something else that might have been existing liquor. Tell me, have you had some of those kind of conversations so far?
Yes, we have. Yeah. So at this point, I'll give you two of the large retailers that we're in or soon to be in. Mm-hmm. The first one is Total Wine. They've really kind of bought into the category. They've got dedicated end caps throughout their stores, and our product is selling extremely well throughout the country in Total Wine. We're also about to partner with Circle K in three different states, in North Carolina, South Carolina, and Minnesota. That is, they've got, I think, roughly 7,000 stores throughout the country. So that's an exciting one, not just for us, but for the entire category. And then we're speaking with a number of other large national retailers that we can't announce anything on that front yet, but definitely Circle K and Total Wine are the two kind of larger retailers we're partnering with at the moment.
You know, I'm also was amazed when I was going across. I don't know how often you're looking for commentary about who reviews Uncle Arnie's, but I've come across a couple of Reddit threads that were really positive what they're saying. And they're also saying one of the most affordable 100 milligram edibles out there on the market. And for being less than $10 at a time, it was amazing. But it's like a lot of, and that's just, unfettered, uninvolved commentary, but it's good reviews across the board. So I don't know if you ever get that kind of look out there, but tell me about what the kind of feedback you've been getting, and have you seen a lot of that out there? Have you heard about that kind of social commentary and just the feedback that's out there? This might not be reviews going to the website, but the reviews are going out to the ether.
Yeah, definitely. I hear it firsthand all the time. I mean, I walk around with my Uncle Arnie's t-shirt around California pretty much 24/7 and get stopped left and right from people as young as 21 to as, people that are retired that just love the beverage. I think one of the things that we've taken super seriously is on the product development side, on the operations side. We've got our COO, one of my partners, Jimmy, a national operations manager, someone that's in charge of new product development, new product launches, supply chain. So all of our products have been tested. They taste really good. They hit you well. They're consistent. So the feedback that we get time and time again is that just our drinks are consistent. They taste extremely good. And to your point, they're affordable.
And shout out to Jimmy Kleiman, your CEO, as you were mentioning right there. Also, very important, and I've been saying this for years when it comes to edibles, but it's a matter of fast-acting nano-infused THC. You get that effect in 15 minutes or less. No waiting around. It's party mode activated. Very important to that. And also, I never hear that much talk about any aftertaste that you have off of this here. Vegan and gluten-free. No hangovers. Wonderful. And there's a lot of good products. So, we are working our way into the holiday season. And so there are some great starter packs you have over there on the website, UncleArnie's.com, UncleArnie's.com. And, just the idea of that, kind of the Arnold Palmer kind of feel to it is where you got a few products specifically for an iced tea lemonade, and Gretel have the great iced teas and lemonades in general. But, if we were thinking about the fact that, is it early stocking stuff or any ideas you want to go and pass to people out there? There's a lot of great bundles and a lot of great packs you have out there. What do you think would be a good choice?
Yeah, I would start, to your point, with the starter pack. It depends what your milligram dosage is, how often you're consuming cannabis. But if you're a new consumer, I would start with the 2.5 milligram drinks. If you consume more frequently, I would start with the 10 milligram drinks. The top sellers right now are the strawberry lemonade for the 12 ounce drinks. Those are zero sugar, zero calorie. Also the raspberry lemonade. If you like to consume before going to sleep, more on the functional side or before going to an event, I would start with the shots. The blueberry nightcap really helps calm you down. It's only 2 ounces. So rather than drink 12 or 24 or 36 ounces and have to go to the bathroom half the night, we recommend People consume the shots before sleeping, or one of the energy drinks like the Sunrise Orange, the 2 ounce shot as well, that has caffeine in it.
And if people want to go ahead and get into the website and subscribe and save on products, we've gotten a little bit of habit. Amazon has brought us to that kind of habit now in the days. You have a subscribe and save program. So if you subscribe, 20% off your products, free shipping included, and you can skip, change, or cancel anytime. Yeah, don't bother going to the store. You can just go and get it delivered. Oh, that sounds wonderful. So tell me about, you know, how's that worked out so far? And, you know, what has been the best monthly subscription you had so far?
Yeah, so we've launched our D2C just about a year ago. Being fully transparent, the company was focused primarily on the wholesale side, both on the recreational side of the business, selling to dispensaries, and then on the wholesale side, selling to wine and liquor stores, bars and restaurants, C stores. Really focused on in-store activations. That being said, we've completely relaunched the website as of about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Completely new look and feel. We brought in a seasoned entrepreneur and somebody who led a couple large D2C brands in the hemp beverage space, a guy named Mo Hassan. He's doing a fantastic job building out our direct-to-consumer, our digital side of the business. Really excited about what the next 12, 24 months are going to look like on e-commerce.
UncleArnie's.com, UncleArnie's.com. And I'm getting here with Theo Terris, founder of Uncle Arnie's, CEO of Uncle Arnie's. Appreciate you being on with us and telling us all about the story. It's great. And the products look really great. You know, I hope people can flock to the store shelves right now and get yourself get an ice cold Uncle Arnie's today. And Theo, thanks for being on with us. Really appreciate you taking time out.
Thank you so much. All right. Appreciate the time, Bresca.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.